everybody. This is Harriet Westmore for Women in Public Safety Podcast, a podcast where we as women in public safety discuss our issues, whether it's stress, whether it's personal issues, or work-related issues. But nevertheless, we are in public safety. We serve the public in different capacities, such as law enforcement, corrections, healthcare, human services, and social work. I want to welcome you to episode 7. By the way, I wish everyone a prosperous and blessed 2024. Let 2024 be better than 2023. I want to discuss a very familiar but yet very frustrated topic. This is episode 7, and I named this episode Underpaid and Undervalued. And I know for a fact that we all can relate to that, given our professions. And this particular episode is dedicated to not only us as women, but for all of us who work in public safety for the community. You know, we all have encountered this type of topic throughout our careers. Matter of fact, I personally, we've just encountered this subject. I'm a state parole officer, and our union, we as a collective, have made a request for the state to give us a raise. We haven't had a raise in at least, at least over 5 years. And that's probably, you know, I'm probably being generous with that. It might be a little longer than that, but I don't recall having a raise at least for 5 years. But we are definitely overworked. We are definitely dealing with a lot more serious issues concerning the criminal element. Because as you know, as a parole officer, our job is to supervise individuals who were released from prison back into society. Excuse me. And to make sure that they are being in complying with their rules and conditions that were given to them upon their release, and to hope not to be violated and go back to prison. So it's been a challenge. That's a challenging task, because not only are we dealing with the offenders themselves, we are dealing with their partners, and we are dealing with their families. And it can be very, very challenging. As many of you know and can understand and probably can relate, that as officers, you're more than just a safety officer. You're also a social worker. You're also a counselor. So, you know, with those hats, you know, I believe we should be compensated well for what we do. But we're not. And a study has been made upon our request. The state decided to hire an outside consultant agency to do a study on our actual positions and what we do and what all it entails, and you know, just the detailed information as of what it is to be a parole officer and how many hours of the day do you spend in the field, how many hours do you spend doing paperwork, how many hours are you having contact with the offenders, how many hours are you spending doing having to do a violation hearing before the parole board, and how much are we getting paid at this point. They took all of that information and compared it to similar states in similar communities as large as where I am. And they came back with the conclusion that we are being paid well enough. It's very comparable to what other similar states and agencies are getting paid. But the problem was the other comparable states and agencies, they were very, the economic standards were lower than what we are. For my state, a lot of those other states that were known as being one of the poorest states in the country. And so obviously they're not going to get as paid as much as we do because of their state economy has always been poor. So poor than, you know, comparable to the other 50 states. So, I mean, it was not an equal comparison anyway. So they took that and then, you know, determined that we make, you know, more money and make adequate money, and that we shouldn't, you know, we shouldn't get a raise. And a lot of my colleagues have, held off on retiring because they wanted to see the outcome of whether they receive a nice pay raise, then they, you know, would consider staying on longer. But after hearing this, that we're not going to be getting a raise, then, you know, a lot of people are going to decide to just go ahead and take an early retirement or see what they can do to, you know, retire and just leave. And I definitely do not blame them at all. I want to see what my options are, and to see, you know, how much I can live on if I retire. Because I'm not near, I'm sorry for my throat. I'm not near ready for retirement yet. I still have another maybe 8 to 10 years. And honestly, I don't know if I can go that long anymore, because we're understaffed, we're underpaid, we're undervalued. I don't see it getting better. but that's my experience. I'm interested to hear what other professions who works for the public, what their experiences are. Perhaps maybe you actually are being well compensated for what you do. You may work for an agency, a governmental agency that really hears and value your work and have you have your back in terms of wanting to make sure that you're taken care of. I definitely want to hear from you. I also want to hear from those who who are experiencing the same dilemma as I have. I am opening up the invitation to become a guest on my podcast. Obviously, you know, for your sake of your job, you may, you know, just talk in generic terms. You don't have to give names and, you know, what agency, you know, you work for. I mean, you can tell what your job is, but you don't have to be specific in the state and agency that you work for. But I want to hear from you. Another factor that I know myself and my colleagues are disappointed is our union. You know, it's a law enforcement officers, whether you're in corrections, police, probation, parole, you know, we are unionized. And our union, we're very disappointed in our union. We feel that our union is not fighting for us, being an advocate hard enough for us. And it is very disappointing. And then, you know, you think about, well, what am I paying my union dues for? why am I paying union dues when you, you know, you guys are not doing anything for us? So a lot of us have stopped paying union dues. I think, you know, that's another, that may be another eye opener. When a lot of people, you know, stop paying their union dues, the union itself, the organization of the union may, you know, take another look, take a second look, because, you know, now they're not getting any money. So, I mean, you know, there's ways to maybe, you know, let people know, let the, you know, our administration know how serious we are. Can we go on strike? Maybe, but again, I don't think in our contract that our particular contract and state that we can't really go on strike. I don't know. But it's very frustrating, and I'm very disappointed. It is now making me realize, well, what do I want to do for the next 10 years? Well, I mean, not even 10 years. What do I want to do for the next 5 years or 3 years? Do I want to stay in this type of profession, or do I want to do something else? You know, it's something that I have to seriously think about. And maybe a lot of you are in that same position. You may love what you do. You know, we got into this position in these type of professions because we want to help people. And we want to be a help to our community. But if we're not appreciated and valued as we deserve, then, you know, what do you do? So again, I want you guys to reach out to me if you're interested in being a guest on the podcast, because I want to continue this conversation. You can reach me at publicsafetybywomen@gmail.com, and that's publicsafetybywomen@gmail.com. And send me an email. Let me know that you are interested in the topic and would like to discuss your personal experience. And I'll certainly respond, and we will set a time to make that happen. But in the meantime, what's your thoughts and comments? Put it in the comment section on, if you're listening by YouTube, or send me an email. Again, the email is publicsafetybywomen@gmail.com. But in the meantime, I want you guys to please, please, please take care of yourself first. Your number priority is you before you can take care of others. And that, you know, by any means necessary, because it's obvious that a lot of our employers and our agencies that we work for, they're not necessarily looking out for us. So you have to look out for yourself. Nobody can be more of an advocate than you can for yourself, to yourself. So please take care of yourself. Also, I want you to be safe and use caution when you are doing your job. And it's getting more and more dangerous. And I'm not talking about officers. I'm talking about healthcare professionals, social workers. You are dealing with people who are a lot of mental health issues that are not being treated, that are walking around in society, and you just never know. You never know who you might encounter who might just snap for no reason on you. So I'm, you know, very serious about all of us to be safe and be very cognizant of our surroundings. So take care, and I'm hoping to hear from you soon. Bye. The Women in Public Safety podcast is written and produced by Harriet Westmore under More Services Galore, LLC. If it's on YouTube, please hit that like, share, and subscribe.